it right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on?
How you doing?
Hey, I can't believe you're in the studio
today. I know,
today.
Right?
What is up with that?
I just got lucky for a couple weeks.
Matt disappears and you jump right back into your old seat.
That's what it is.
Haven't heard from Matt.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He went to Indiana, and he was supposed to be on to do his typical Coco job.
Okay.
And he said he's not sure Indiana has internet.
Ah. So we're always wondering about Brazil, but exactly. It's really Indiana.
It's Indiana, Brazil, and it's the Staples Center. No, is it the fight now at the Staples Center?
No, the Forum.
The Forum. Englewood. The old rundown.
They redid it. That's where all the concerts are now.
They didn't redo it.
Yeah, they renovated.
When?
I guess the interior.
When?
I have no idea.
I was just there, or at least it seems like I was just there for Tito when Tito fought Chael.
Were you there before the renovations were done?
No.
So then...
Wow, if that's the renovations.
I mean, they held the MTV Movie Awards there. A bunch of the concerts go there.
From what I understand... Now, we had three fighters scheduled to fight on Saturday, scheduled on today's show. UFC stopped everything. No media, nothing. I'm just glad I didn't book my flight to Vegas.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good.
Well, again.
It's a four-hour drive.
It's not bad. It stinks.
It's boring.
Well, I understand that. Drive. But, I mean, if you're there to work, you get it done.
Oh, yeah.
If I would have flown to Vegas, I would have rented a car. I would have had to drive to L.A., probably gotten a room for Saturday night, and then turned around and gone back to Vegas. You know, everybody that's complaining, and I understand the complaining. We'll get to that side in a minute.
I got another thing on the complaints when you get to that.
I understand all of that. But you don't want to be in L.A. for New Year's Eve anyway, right? You would turn around and go back to Vegas. So you'd go to Vegas. I mean, you'd go to L.A. What are you making that look for?
I don't know. You're planning on going, but that's another four-hour trip that you have to make.
I understand.
If you can afford the rental car. If you can afford, because listen on the rental car. If you don't have a flight going out of a certain city and you rent the car, they don't let you leave the state. I went to rental car here and they said I couldn't leave the state of Florida because I didn't have a flight.
I have heard that. Now, I've also heard you just can't leave the country.
Well, this one was you couldn't leave the state.
Now, California is another country, so I guess it all falls in. I mean, it's a total cluster. There's absolutely no doubt. Now, let's also get something else perfectly clear. They're not being fined. They're not necessarily, they are losing money, but they're not losing in the fact that we're taking money from you. They are now going to get city tax and state tax by moving it from Nevada to California. So fighters are going to get paid less.
Yes.
Because of taxes.
100%.
Now, what if you were Cyborg? If you were Nunes, if you were Gustafson and said, you know what, not doing it.
If I was Gustafson, I'd say no. I signed the agreement to fight in Las Vegas.
Unless you play hardball and want more money.
Yeah, I'm fighting in Las Vegas. I have people coming from Sweden to Las Vegas. Unless you're going to pay for all them to come too and give me more money, I'm not fighting.
I'd heard that there was talk of them just chartering a plane.
They are chartering a plane for all the fighters. That's
right.
It.
Fighters and staff.
Yeah.
Right. Corners. Whatever.
They leave tomorrow, I think.
And that's why we don't have anybody on today.
Well, the UFC wants to keep everybody hush-hush anyway. It's a black eye for them. This is terrible.
This is terrible.
The last fight before they go to ESPN, this is what happened.
So which do you do? Do you just not use John Jones? Even though you
didn't
said...
John Jones say that, or didn't Dana say John Jones
never...
would never main event again.
Yep.
And the first fight back is a main event that he screwed up again.
Again, did he screw it up?
He did. He tested positive.
But obviously, not to the point of him not being able to be licensed.
In one state. that says it's okay. They don't care. California's getting paid now. California needs all the money they can get.
Well, they don't.
I mean, they don't.
Another couple of years, California won't be in existence. So they don't need money.
They'll be their own country.
Well, no. Enough earthquakes and fires and the whole state will be gone.
That's true, too.
And it wasn't there talk of them splitting?
Yeah. North and South. And like SoCal.
Have to get new flags.
Yeah.
Have to get new Knockout Radio t-shirts.
What, with those flags on them?
Well, yeah. Well, it would have to be a different flag. Right?
Well, no. They'd still be the United States, just two different territories.
I understand. Well, that means another star because two different territories.
No.
It'd be a North and a South.
No. Puerto Rico doesn't have a star on there. They're
well, Puerto Rico's not a state.
They're a territory.
Right. Well, California would still be a state.
No.
They'd slice it in half.
They may have one state and two different territories in the state.
I don't know about that. Different taxes?
More.
In which one, North or South?
I would say South.
You want to talk some football? You want to talk where's Bryce Harper going to end up? Do you want to continue to talk John Jones?
We can talk John Jones.
I was talking about John Jones in the Buccaneer locker room today. Not a single person wants John Jones to win.
Well, yeah, because he cheats.
He cheated.
Well, still in the system.
But
so.
If it's still in... Now, again, I've read, and I haven't read a whole lot on the internet, but I've read that some of this can stay in your system for up to 2 years.
And until he pees clean, can't fight.
Or what? How about he did have some negative tests?
So what about all these other fighters that have tested positive and now... They can say, well, it's still in my system. It's still, sorry. And they test positive again. Still in my system. I mean, John Jones, you said it was cool. So why not me?
Well, wasn't it basically because of the minuscule amount that it is? From what I heard, if you take a grain of sand and cut it into 15 million, or it might even have been 50 million particles.
Okay.
One of those is what was in his system.
Okay. So there's still something in his system?
No, there is.
Okay.
You don't care?
No.
Why is that any different than anything else you do to cheat?
Because he's already been caught multiple times.
No, it wasn't multiple.
Well, one was cocaine and one was
okay.
Steroids.
So again, that's a difference, but that's a difference.
He's still been caught twice. He tested positive twice.
Right. So do you hold the Diaz brothers on the same because they've been tested positive, but for marijuana?
But it was legal when they took it. The cocaine's not... Legal and
it depends on what state you did it in.
The cocaine.
Or what country you did it in.
The cocaine?
Yeah.
I don't think it's legal anywhere.
Really?
I don't think so.
There's no country that cocaine's legal?
I don't think so. They're making mushrooms legal in the United States now.
I just had mushrooms on my steak last night.
There you go.
So what's the big deal?
The magic mushrooms. The ones that help you hallucinate.
Can you still pick them somewhere?
I'm sure you could.
All right. It's all good. I don't know what that means.
It's your favorite...
Yeah. I'm a little nervous for next Tuesday at the Outback Bowl.
I know. That's why I need to cover some things with them.
Well, like that's going to matter.
As long as I make the talk, we're good. Then I can't.
Military. Military is coming to this game.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll deal with it later. Do you have a favorite Outback Bowl-wise? And didn't you say that the Outback Bowl tickets are more expensive than the Alabama?
They are just as expensive as the Alabama-Clemson tickets.
Do you think that's location?
It's 100% location.
So nobody wants to go to...
Miami.
What is it? The Hard Rock Stadium?
Hard Rock Stadium, yeah.
The home of the Fighting Dolphins?
Yes. The Fighting Gronkowskis.
Well, no, that would
the
be...
The Flying Gronkowskis.
You scared of New England?
Yes.
You're still scared of them?
I'm scared of Baltimore, too.
Well, I think I'd be more scared of other teams than New England. They just don't have it. They've just like when I went to...
But guess what? They still have a bye. They still have an extra week to rest.
Well,
it all still falls in place.
I mean, it still does, but they're still going to have to go on the road.
To Kansas City and beat Kansas City, which they've already done. And Kansas City looks like crap. He's a rookie now. He's not a rookie, but he looks like a rookie now. He's making those mistakes. They don't have the running back anymore.
Are you surprised nobody signed him?
Yeah, because they don't know what his suspension is going to be.
So?
Once you figure it out.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been smart
to... But you have to pay him. Still
right.
To pay him.
Yeah, so?
So now you wait and you can restructure a deal.
You know, it's kind of like this fiasco we watched yesterday in Oakland with the Golden State Warriors in that they've got a Pro Bowler, an All-Star, sitting on the bench.
Yeah, with those Gucci socks. I saw those last
night. And in another, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, he'll pop back on the court and everything will be fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it'll be fine. Did you see the videos that they leaked out?
No.
So he's Cousins is working out.
We're talking about Boogie Cousins.
He's working out against Durant. He dunks on Durant and makes Durant fall and stands over him. And the place goes crazy. There's like 100 people in the practice facility. Durant goes, don't let him fool you. I got this video too. And he showed the video Durant did on Twitter of him crossing over Cousins and making a shot, saying, "Nah, don't think he's just, you know, he's better than me." So they have some internal stuff they need to work out too.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. They lost to the Lakers by the, what, 23?
No, I understand that, but it's not internal because when it all comes said and done,
I don't know.
And Draymond Green's been awful from what I understand.
Terrible. Terrible.
He can't hit a two, not alone a three.
Did you watch the game last night?
Of course not.
Okay, good. So you didn't hear what they said. Who deserves to have a statue and their numbers in the rafters from this team?
In Oakland?
Yeah. Well, in San Francisco when they finally raise it.
Well, I understand that. I as of right now?
Right now.
Curry.
Okay.
Yeah, Curry.
That's it? Because they said there's a person above Curry.
Well, you can't say Draymond because he cost him the one.
He did, the one I was there for.
Right. So you can't say him even though he's almost as valuable as anybody else.
Was that the mothership?
Yeah, the mothership saying, hey, what's going on? We're all good. Why? Who do you think?
Andre Iguodala.
Really?
Finals MVP and three-time champion? How can you... He's a finals MVP and a three-time champion?
Yeah.
That helped?
Yeah.
The whole, he's been there 6 years. He helped turn everything around. How can he not... Sean Livingston was there for the same amount of time. He didn't get a finals MVP, but he's got three rings now.
How about Kerr?
Of course Kerr. Yeah. He gets a golden statue outside.
Just because he sat there and let them do whatever they wanted to
so
do?
So does Walton in L.A.
What?
He gets not. One for being in Golden State.
Oh, for being at Golden State.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They should, the whole team, they should just take a team picture and just put them all up there. Just makes it easier.
You can go with it. I would be all right with that. You know, it's up to you. Because we lost the three UFC interviews. Do you want to open the phone lines? Or no?
Yeah, we can.
Now, we have some interviews coming up. Mike Schultz is going to be on in the bottom of the hour to talk about the Outback Brawl.
And I'll run away.
We're going to, I don't know what that means.
Well, I'll let you do your thing and I'll prep my guy.
No, you don't need to prep him yet. Then we're going to have Ray Sefo from the Professional Fighters League.
Just don't get in an elevator.
They're writing million-dollar checks.
That's cool.
They're getting ready to do that. Dave Feldman, we're going to reach back out to him from BKFC.
When's the...
Not KFC.
When is the Professional Fighters League?
Monday.
It's Monday. Oh, wow. So it goes on their 2018 taxes and not their 2019 taxes.
Well, no, the fight's Monday. So that's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So it goes on your 2018 taxes.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Why is it terrible? You got to pay for it eventually.
Well, eventually.
But unless you're Richard Hatch.
Yeah. You could do that, too, but they know, here you go. It gives you, you know.
Well, what if the check is written on the 1st?
Yeah, but they saw you. It's a you earned it on that day. You got paid for the fight.
But is it the day you earn it or the day you get the check?
I believe it's the day you earn it.
Well, what if you don't get the check?
Well, you better hope you get the check.
Well, no, I mean, you're definitely going to get the check.
Well, I mean,
there's
been some people that haven't in other organizations. Not saying that they won't do it. I'm sure they will.
What? Nothing. It's interesting.
Just saying. I'm curious how that works.
Ask Ray.
You don't get paid for training. You get paid for the fight.
Right.
Everyone knows you get paid to win and paid to show or however that works.
Paid to show and paid to win.
So it's public record. It's on the TV. They showed. They won. They didn't get the check, but they're supposed to make this amount. How does that work?
Well, why don't you call an accountant?
Well, I'm sure I hope they have a good one.
Well, they do. I mean, well, the fighters maybe don't, but you know the organization does.
The organization does. You just need the fighters to have
that. Honestly, that is an interesting question. Is it the day you...
And it's in Vegas, right?
No, it's in New York. Oh, taxes.
Oh, sweet.
You know, because don't they have the same city and state?
I'm sure they do. And it's East Coast time. So if the fight's after midnight on New Year's, now it's New Year's Day. We're in Vegas. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, which, not that it matters, but which would you rather?
I'd rather have a whole year to worry about how am I going to do this instead of 2 months.
To do what? You're getting a check for $1 million.
But
you're
going to owe. How I'm going to owe this and what tax bracket it puts me into and everything like that. Because right there, I believe it just bumps you up completely.
Sure. But you're not going to do it if you were the fighter.
Well, no, you got to pay somebody for it. But I'd much rather pay somebody for a year to figure it out at less than 3 months in crunch time.
I don't think it really matters. 866-1013-40 if you want to pick up the phone. If most of you, all right, if some of you want to pick up the phone.
If Matt McClellan wants to pick up the phone.
Yeah, he was supposed to pick up a microphone.
Well, I know he has no internet, but hopefully they have, you know, I don't know, cell service.
Yeah, probably not. I'm going to think no.
Oh, okay.
That's just me. I'm going to think it's probably not possible, you know, at this point. So, all right, let's go take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to jibber jabber some more. And then in about 10, 12 minutes, 15 minutes or so, Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl. We'll talk a little Iowa and Mississippi State.
Go State.
And why? Just because your buddy wants Iowa?
No, SEC.
All right, at least you have a reason.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little about Buccaneer NFL stuff, too.
Okay.
A lot of people are not playing this weekend.
Oh, really?
I wonder what if you asked a player, have you do you think all the other players are going to play, or are they going to just take the day off, what the response would be. Do you think that's a stupid question to ask them?
I think it's a stupid question.
I do, too.
It's a baiting question.
That's what it is.
It's still stupid.
All right, we're going to get to a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucs game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Might want to turn that up, since I'm not really familiar with a lot of driving rules. And by the way, Mike Schultz, the Outback Bowl, will be on here momentarily. Is it illegal, I would assume it is, to drive a vehicle wearing headphones?
Well, they're making you wear the Bluetooth headsets now, hands-free. So I would say no.
How can you wear a headset and be able to hear the surrounding
hands-free devices? It fits as a hands-free device.
I don't know. I saw somebody driving over the Howard Franklin Bridge today with headphones. And you know he was listening to music.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know. You could just tell.
So when I am in other cities, when I was in Denver last week, I had my headphones in for the driving directions as well as making phone calls.
I would be okay with it if you wear it like I wear the headset here. You know, I have one ear on and one ear off.
And I've done both. Had one ear in and or both ears in. So.
Iowa coming to town.
I was thinking of something when the promo was running. They were talking about dual threat quarterback, I believe, Nick Fitzgerald. Do the bowl games look at who's not going to play if they're going to go to the NFL?
Well, a lot of times, though, they don't make that decision. But, you know, a good guy to ask. He's on the phone with us right now, Mike Schultz. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We are having a good time. Sean's sitting over there eating another burger, and
right.
we're going to talk some football. Is this week for you like the reward of all your hard work for the past 11 and a half months?
Well, you know, it really is, Randy. I mean, you know, we plan all year long to put together a great event schedule for the week. Of course, we have some other VIP events during the year, but this is really the key. This is bowl week. And, you know, we have a lot of events planned throughout the community for the teams, the fans. And, of course, you know, obviously, you know, quite a bit of planning going around the bowl game itself on New Year's Day. So it really is the culmination of everything we work hard for all year long, and it's exciting. It's an adrenaline rush a bit to really see it all come together and see the folks from out of town and in town have a great time around the game and start off their new year in a great way.
Before Sean asked his question to you, he was asking me, and I'm like, why are you asking me? Ask you. You know, talk about, because we talk about this each and every year, about not only going to the game, but how fans can go out and kind of hang out at some of these events and just catch the atmosphere of college football, because it's so different than what we do on Sunday and NFL football.
Yeah, it really is. It's a different sport in that regard. And but, you know, college football is very unique in regards to the the traditions that these schools have. You have rivalries that go back 100 years. I mean, this is a different kind of environment. It's college football obviously is a big business, but at the same time, it's also a most of these kids will never play in the NFL, but you know, so there's still the amateur aspect of it, and you know, they're playing for their teammates, they're playing for their universities, they're playing for their towns, you know, this kind of thing, and it's just a different kind of environment than the NFL is, and as such, you know, it's just a really neat feel around everything that's involved with it.
But the question I had for you that I was asking Randy earlier, with the aspect of it being a business now, and some of these players who are forgoing the bowl games to focus on the draft and their potential NFL career, is that something that you guys look at? Like, this player may miss the game. We may not want to go with that team. We can go with somebody else who we can market that's actually going to be there.
No, we really don't. I mean, it's, you know, that's up to them. I mean, that's their decision on what they need to do, you know, for their family and for their career, their life, and so forth. But we're looking at the organizations, we're looking at the schools, the bringing in teams that are going to be exciting for the people here locally to see, putting together a good matchup that people are going to want to see from a national viewing perspective. Bringing, you know, fans, thousands and thousands of fans to the marketplace to create an economic impact. These teams are, you know, typically, I mean, there's very few situations typically where you have that happen with certain players, but it's not something that we really are concerned with.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. I know it's been a couple of years, you know, with Iowa being here. They travel pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, they've always been a really good traveler for us, and just a good program all the way around. I mean, just the way they operate, the people, the organization, the coach, and how he runs things. It's just a really, really good organization to host, and they always come. The players always come ready to play and put out, you know, a really good effort on game day, which of course you want. You don't want. Obviously, you don't want to have teams that are going to come in and just sort of float through the week and not really care about playing on game day, right? And these guys have always, been coached to the level of really wanting to go out and play hard and put on their best show on game day. And that's what's helped produce a lot of really, really good games throughout our history.
Where can fans get the list of activities, you know, pre-bowl game, and where can they go purchase tickets to join us on Tuesday for the Outback Bowl 2019?
Well, Ticketmaster is the best place to get tickets at this point. There are tickets available. It's really a great way to buy the tickets. There's both club seats as well as non-club seats available through Ticketmaster. It's a great matchup this year. I mean, I know we've talked, off the air about these two teams, some of the players that these guys both have, both on offense and defense. A lot of these guys are going to go to the NFL at the end of the day, and so fans are really going to get a chance to see two of the top defenses in the country, but also some really exceptional defensive players, but also some really good quality offensive players as well. That'll all be played on Sundays pretty soon. So I think it's going to be a really good matchup. These two teams, mirror each other in a lot of different ways. And so from that perspective, I think it's going to be a great show on Tuesday.
And even more importantly, I heard from a very good source, weather is supposed to be outstanding.
Well, knock on wood, so far so good as far as the forecast. But we don't want to talk about that too much. Superstitious, so we'll see how it goes. But certainly I think the weather pattern seems to have changed a little bit from what we've had the last few weeks. So hopefully we'll have a great week of weather that we could really showcase this area to a lot of fans from around the country that are here visiting, as well as on game day to the rest of the country and about 100 other countries that are watching on TV.
Before I let you go, talk about that for a second, what it does exposure-wise. You know, we live in Tampa Bay, so, we don't think about it. You know, we know what is here. We know the advantages of Tampa Bay. What is the exposure, and how does that help Tampa Bay when this game is on TV each and every year?
Well, it's huge. I mean, the exposure that is brought to this community, not only, you know, there's the national and international TV exposure, of course, of the game. And, you know, here at a time of the year when a lot of the country, of course, is underneath snow or in frigid cold weather conditions, and they're watching, you know, the fans at the game and maybe 79, 80 degree temperatures, you know, with sunglasses and maybe their shirt off or whatever, watching the games, you know, the palm trees and so forth in the stadium and around the stadium, the cut-in shots, you know, from the, when the, you know, the beaches and the downtown skyline on the waterfront, you know, things of this nature. And then, of course, you have about 500 media each year who cover the game that are pushing out, you know, visual exposures, images to the rest of the country through their means. And then in addition to that, the fans now. I mean, social media has become a great media outlet to showcase the area. So we have a heavy presence on social media. And, of course, all the fans that are here going to the Beach Day event, going to Busch Gardens, going to the New Year's Eve parade, doing the fun things while they're here in town during that week. You know, they're posting pictures of all the things that they're doing throughout the week in this beautiful destination that we have here. So all that exposure is one of the key reasons that we, you know, have a bowl game like this here in this marketplace to really show the rest of the world, if you will, you know, all the great things we have to offer here, and maybe encourage people to come back and for future visits, maybe return visits if they come down for the game, or for those who don't come to the game, you know, they see what kind of things we have here, and maybe in the future they'll come visit, maybe even move here, maybe move their business here. So there's a lot of repercussions from the exposure that a game like this generates.
Now, I always tell people that, you know, I never pre-talk to, you know, when I have a guest on. So I don't even know if you know the answer to this, but is it every year the SEC is the Bloomin' Onion or the Shrimp, or do they change it up?
They do that just to keep it consistent from year to year because, you know, they promote the promotion right. Prior to us knowing who the teams are and things like that. And so, yeah, it's typically been the SEC has been the Bloomin' Onion and the Big Ten, the Coconut Shrimp. And that, of course, is the promotion you're talking about where the depending on who wins the game, Outback Steakhouse gives away free appetizers the day after the game in all the restaurants nationwide. And it's determined by which team wins the game. So, If Iowa wins the game this year, free coconut shrimp at the Outback Steakhouses on January 2nd. And if Mississippi State wins this year, then it'll be free Bloomin' Onions. And it's a fun way for people who maybe aren't fans of the particular teams in the game to sort of generate a rooting interest for one team or the other based on what their favorite appetizer is.
Exactly. It's perfect. As always, Mike, thank you very much for your time. I will see you throughout the week, and, of course, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Sounds great, Randy. Thanks for having me on, and we look forward to seeing you and all the other folks on New Year's Day.
Talk to you soon. That is Mike Schulze from the Outback Bowl. So if you don't have a rooting interest, and that's where I was going with it, you want to root for whichever free appetizer you want.
Absolutely. Even if I didn't have a rooting interest, the SEC, it's Team Bloomin' Onion all the way.
Ah, see, I'm thinking the coconut shrimp.
Oh, no, the Bloomin' Onion is fantastic. Not a big coconut fan.
Oh, all right. See, I'm a big shrimp fan, so you can peel the coconut off then.
But the one thing you don't get is the sauce.
That's true.
I mean, I guess you could ask for it.
But oh, no, hold on a second. We're talking about people that are going to go in on Wednesday and get their free appetizer.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about us in the press box.
No, I'm saying you can ask for that side
right.
when you go into the restaurant.
That's what I'm saying.
Of the Bloomin' Onion sauce.
Right.
But I don't know how the Bloomin' Onion sauce mixes with said coconut shrimp with the coconut taken off.
It's shrimp with the sauce.
It is.
It's all good. Outback Bowl. I remember when it was the Hall of Fame game.
I remember that. I remember all those. I won't mention what happened in a lot of those games. I do remember. We'll talk about that on January 2nd, but it had something to do with being not looking like it is today outside.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell the story. You remember the Penn State story?
It wasn't well, you told that one a couple days ago. Give me the jacket.
Yeah. So what happened was Penn State was playing. Kajana Carter was here. And if you remember, you went to Busch Gardens.
I still got the keychain.
And rode
Kumba
with Kajana Carter.
Sitting right next to him.
So then he was the first round draft pick, or this was the year after, right? I think it was the year after Penn State came. And
yeah, he had just finished his first year with...
with Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And so it's pouring on the sidelines. And Kajaner, being a former Penn State Nittany Lion, and some other Nittany Lions that were there, receiver that played with the Dolphins. So there was about five or six players there.
It really helps me.
They went over and went to the equipment guy and said, you know, hey, it's getting ready to rain, or it was raining. Can we get some of the foul weather jackets? And he gave everybody a rain jacket and the hoodie and the whole nine yards. And somebody started to walk down the sidelines and said, hey, Kajana, hey, whoever. I'll Google who the Dolphin wide receiver was.
He was the 1995 number one overall pick.
Yeah, I know that. And then they came to me and they're like, who are you? And I said, oh, I'm with the guys. And they go, that's good. Give me the jacket. And they took the jacket from me as it was pouring rain.
Hey, good for them.
And good for them.
Absolutely.
Why? Because I don't deserve it?
Yeah, exactly. You're not one of the guys. You didn't sign your name on the dotted line to play for that team. I'm seeing something going on Twitter right now about that, actually.
Well,
so the Gators got in on Christmas Eve to Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. And on Christmas Day, they went down to the conference center for breakfast. There's a gift. Every single one of them got a gift for Christmas. It was a pair of retro Jordans in the orange and blue with the Gator logo on them.
Oh, wow.
They all got them. They put pictures up of what they got.
And how many have posted them on for sale?
Oh, I'm sure a bunch of them. So a recruit from Fort Myers said, size 16, please. When you go to his Twitter account, he's a Florida State signee or a Florida State recruit who's already committed to Florida State. So he's asking for these Gator shoes now. How can I get them? And all the comments are like, you know what you got to do. Just sign the dotted line saying you're coming to Gainesville. You'll get all the Jordans you want. I love it. Ever since they signed with Jordan, it's a huge recruiting tool.
And it truly is.
And there's only a handful of schools that are. Michigan.
Michigan. Oregon, obviously.
Oregon is Nike. They're not Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma is Jordan. North Carolina, no surprise. But they're one of the last teams to get it, would be in Jordan. But yeah.
But isn't it illegal to sell them?
Oh, it's illegal to sell them, yeah. That's so why you have your boy do it.
So you can give them to your brother, cousin, nephew, exactly. Niece.
Just a Christmas gift, yeah.
Hey, this is, I don't like them. They're not my size.
They're not my size. The equipment guys gave them to me.
They goofed.
Yeah, they messed up.
I'm a 14. They gave me a 13 and a half.
Yeah.
I can't squeeze my toes into it. And then sell them on EA.
Actually, that's a good question. Are we taking a break soon, I'm guessing?
Yeah, pretty soon.
I may have enough time to see, Kajana played 10 years.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah.
You know, he was injured. But good for him. 10-year career is not bad.
He finished up in New Orleans.
So let's do it then. Let's hit a break. You jump on eBay, see if they're floating around. Second hour, we're going to look at the fight card for LA. Inglewood.
Inglewood.
And we'll get ready to talk to Ray Cepho. We'll reach out to Dave Feldman. We may even reach out to the Cannon, too. A lot of stuff going on with Shannon Rich. Being called out, not being called out. We can get to the bottom of that. We'll do some of it, not all, some of it, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald's shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, so UFC 232 gets moved on a day's notice, basically, from Vegas to
Inglewood.
My question to you, does it mean anything to you? Does it affect you? Does it damper or hinder you watching or your thoughts of 232?
Yes, because you're always going to have that in the back of your head that these guys had to pick up everything and travel to somewhere they weren't expecting to fight.
As a non-fighter, it would be interesting if we had the three fighters that we were scheduled for.
Or just the familiarity. They were fighting at T-Mobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guys have fought at T-Mobile before. They know what to expect. It sounds like I actually did some work, but when I was talking to a fighter a couple weeks ago in Denver, they said how they felt more comfortable after looking at the arena and seeing some fights happen because they never fought there before. They felt more comfortable walking into a cage. So now these guys have probably never fought there before, and they're walking into something brand new. And it just kind of throws off their...
Do you think that really matters?
He said it did. That the crowd, that they were closer, that they were this, they were that, it all went to his mind. He's like, you can see everything. He's like, these guys walk in and say they can't see anything but their opponent. He's like, they're lying. You can see everybody. The lights come on, there's 30,000 people. Like, holy crap, there's a lot of people here. So.
I don't know where that affects Joe Fan, Joe Public.
Well,
I understand
it affects Joe Public because they're 4 hours away.
No, I'm saying I understand anybody who has a ticket to T-Mobile. I get that. I understand it. But I'm saying anybody else. I don't see where that's really going to affect.
It just proves that the money is not at the location. It's in the pay-per-view. They don't care about the fan going. That they're going to make more money off of that $64.99 pay-per-view.
It would be interesting, but we never know. And I'll never say anything bad about Dana, because what Dana allowed to happen to help Ryan Bennett's family. So we don't know anything that happens behind the scenes. Now, I've read a little bit on Twitter, and I normally don't follow other people, you know, in like I'm following people. I just don't really read all their stuff. But I guess a lot of the fighters found out via Twitter.
Yeah. Via ESPN. When he went on with whoever their regulatory doctor or whatever, the new guy they hired about a year ago, when he went on and explained what happened. And then they had to preface it three times with saying he didn't test positive. He didn't test positive. But Nevada, because of the holiday, quote unquote. So one day threw everything off where they couldn't do an investigation.
This is the same commission that allowed, arguably, the greatest boxer of all time to fight someone with a 0-0 record.
Yeah.
But they couldn't
exactly
get this done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupidity,
and,
too.
And you retweeted it in a city where everything is legal. The only thing not legal
you can
is
say
John.
What you can say the whole tweet. Well, give Adam Hunter credit.
So he said that in a city where marijuana, prostitution, and gambling are legal, John Jones isn't. And he has all of that in his system, I'm sure.
And you know, and it's a shame because Daniel Cormier helped bring John Jones back as a favorite. I don't want to say a total fan favorite, but a lot of people kind of turned on John Jones. And then when Cormier got involved and said some of the things he said, I think a lot of fans that dislike John Jones decided they dislike Daniel Cormier even more.
Yeah.
Then for some of the things that John Jones said is just stupid, you know, and unless he's trying to go the, in wrestling terms,
I think he's going the heel route.
The heel route.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You saw what he said.
There was one thing about wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, even Gus.
I don't have
sitting on Santa's lap.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that one. What I have a problem with is the tweet that I guess he sent, allegedly sent, to Cormier, because now Cormier and him are going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And first, and I'll rip both of them. If Daniel Cormier has no interest in John Jones, not going to fight John Jones.
And why is he talking?
Then why get involved?
Yeah.
Stay out of it. And then for John Jones to come back and say, it's kind of funny, but rude as well. He said, I could come and slap your wife on the rear, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Which is true. He's beat him twice.
Yeah.
So just both of you shut up.
Or fight again.
Or fight again.
And lose.
If you were John Jones and the UFC came to you, you're John Jones,
okay,
and said, you can pick, okay? You beat Gustafson on Saturday, and then you pick your next opponent, Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight title, or Brock Lesnar?
Cormier.
Even though the other's a bigger money fight?
Yeah, because it's all about ego. And you know John Jones has a huge ego, and he wants that belt. He wants to beat him again and have both belts.
Now, the flip side of that is why jeopardize losing to Cormier, not that I think you would,
yeah,
this way Cormier has to live with for the rest of his life, he couldn't beat John Jones.
Yeah, but now he comes back and takes the belt.
Yeah, but
the
what
the only thing left he has.
But what if he doesn't? What if Cormier beats him at heavyweight?
And what if Brock kills him?
Well, it's still, you still have Cormier out there tossing and turning every night. At 2 in the morning, I couldn't beat John Jones.
Yeah, but this guy just killed him. Do I really want to fight him now?
That's true, too.
Yeah, I couldn't beat him, and he killed him, just like Apollo.
You think Brock could beat John Jones?
Yes.
Do you really?
He just needs to get his hand. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, he's still got stuff in his system, too. It's okay.
So then, either way, it don't matter.
Just let him shoot up for a year and let the two of them fight. I'd love it.
On an Indian reservation where it's legal.
Wherever. It could be in Siberia. I'd watch it.
Didn't I just see that it's the anniversary of one of the Rockies? I think in Russia.
Yeah.
Was yesterday.
It was yesterday where he went in and was it the 15th round, the 15th round, he got the knockdown. And
what'd you think of the new Creed? Did you see the photo that I retweeted?
What was those?
So it's a photo of Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
And the dude that plays Creed, whatever his name is.
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
You have to say B because then you think basketball?
Yes.
Okay. And then Stitch is
And that's his Screen Actors Guild.
Well, so it would have to be.
Okay, yeah.
It has to be.
Space Jam.
Right. So Jordan, you know, has a card. So then Stitch is leaning over the ring. So it's Stallone, like, on one corner, Stitch on the other, leaning over, and Michael B. Jordan inside the ring. So I tweeted out, check out this Creed photo, Stitch Duran and two other guys. Thought it was pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
And Stitch said what an honor it was and, you know, so forth. You think there'll be a Creed 3?
I think so.
4, 5, on and on and on?
I don't know about 5. Or maybe you do them 5 just to go, and 5's the worst, but it's the one that, you
know, that everybody loves.
Has the cult following that everyone loves and has that.
Am I the only one that loves 5? Or have you seen other people that like it?
No, you're the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because most people don't like it.
And that's why I said you're the only one. With the cult following, which is you.
I'm just the cult?
You are.
I'm the cult leader and the follower at the same time?
You are, yes. You're waving that banner around.
And just to kind of clarify, 5 is not my favorite movie.
My
favorite line.
And scene.
And scene. It's from the bar to the fight. I mean, the fight's phenomenal.
All the fights have been good.
Yeah, but this is better because it's a street fight. Yo, Tommy, one more round.
They had to do something different.
Yo, Tommy, I didn't hear the bell ring. Wasn't it you that said that you didn't like how they made him in one of them where he was just so stupid and he couldn't talk?
Well, that was the first one.
No, it was when he became champ, when he was trying to do the commercial.
Although that was great, too. Well, it's just like when Ricky Bobby does the commercials, too, in Talladega Nights. He can't do them either.
If you could only watch one actor for the rest of your life.
I think we talked about that.
Well, you haven't been here in a year and a half.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Now, the advantage is, if you're smart, it doesn't necessarily have to be, not that you're not smart.
I appreciate it.
It doesn't have to be necessarily just that movie, because we could also do, I'm going to allow you to either pick one actor or 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Meaning, if it's this actor, but he's had these other actors in his movies, which then would probably mean you want to go Adam Sandler.
Oh, no, I already got him.
Or
the highest grossing actor in films that he's been in all time. And you get the 7 degrees, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, he's been in everything. Yeah.
Well, that's why. He's number one.
Yeah.
He was in a handful of the Star Wars movies. He was in all of the Marvel movies, which have every actor known to man in them.
All right. So now just go to one. No 7 degrees. You can only watch one actor or actress for the rest of your life.
That's a tough question.
Would you go with an actor that's been in more movies just so that you could always change it up? Or would you go with an actor that had, like, a great movie, like the dude that was in Gladiator, whatever his name is?
Russell Crowe?
Yeah, whatever.
He has some good movies after that.
I couldn't tell you any movie he's been in. So I don't know if I'd select them, but Gladiator is a movie you could watch more than that. Or the guy that's in Shawshank Redemption. I couldn't tell you anything else he's ever done, ever. I can't even tell you his name, but I've seen that movie 2 billion times.
Tim Robbins? Is that a...
No. It's not his name, is it?
Who are you talking about?
The actor that's in Shawshank Redemption.
I don't know. Never saw.
You need to see it. It's slow, but it's not bad.
Well, I'll look it up.
I think it's Tim something. Didn't he used to date or marry to Susan Sarandon, whatever her name is. I don't know how we drifted off.
Tim Robbins. Woo!
Is it really?
Nailed it. Well, Morgan Freeman's in it, too.
You know, he is. But that's not Samuel L. Jackson.
No, it's God. It's one step above Samuel L. Jackson.
Morgan Freeman was God that was filmed here, right?
Well, he wasn't God in that role. He was the one with Jim Carrey. He was God.
Oh, what was the movie he filmed here?
He filmed A Dolphin's Tale.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is that dolphin famous?
Yeah, I heard another ad for...
Is that dolphin more famous than Flipper?
No.
So Flipper's the most famous dolphin.
Yeah, I would say, well, Dan Marino is the most famous dolphin.
You think?
Yes.
Over...
And then Hootie, because the dolphins make Hootie cry.
How about the Hooties? Back.
They're back. August, I think.
I almost bought tickets.
Did you?
I almost did.
There'll be plenty left, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Now, is this a one-time limited tour kind of thing?
I don't know, but I'm going to go if I'm here.
Sounds good. You want to talk any MMA? MMMMA?
Maybe next hour.
Why not now?
Give it a break.
All right. It's all good.
Can talk about my fantasy team that should win. I'm up by a point going into the last weekend. Wish me luck.
1 point?
1 point.
So
I got a 1 point advantage going into the last week.
Are you the top seed?
Yeah. Right. I won on the last weekend. To top seed them 10-3.
And I don't even know if you are, a fan of the NFL. When we come back, I want to ask you a question. If your team is not doing good, do you want them to win the last weekend? Or do you want them to lose to get a better draft pick? Keep it, think about it, and we'll get to it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And it's back. Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.